Hi, I'm Rini Rosnes, and this is Piano Jazz. I'm sitting in today for Marion McPartland, and my guest is Marian Petrescu. He's a dazzling player originally from Romania who's been tearing up the European jazz scene since he was 15 years old. And today, he's here with me in New York. Marian, it's nice to have you here on Piano Jazz, and this is your first time in New York City.
Yes, really. I never been before. It's the first time, and yeah. I'm really impressed about the town. It's the town, maybe, let's say, the best town in the world.
It is, certainly. Yeah, I would agree that it's certainly ranks up there with one of the best cities
in
the world.
Yeah, really, yeah.
And you have a new record out, and the name of the album is The Resonance Big Band Plays Tribute to Oscar Peterson, and it's featuring Marian Petrescu.
Yes.
On it, you play a piece called, written by Oscar, called A Little Jazz Exercise.
Yeah, it's a very tricky piece. It's, it shows like a little jazz exercise, but really when you start to play, it needs good fingers. It's like Art Tatum almost is.
Yeah. You know, well, the title is a little deceptive, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tricky piece.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to play it for us?
Yes, why not?
Okay.
Thank you.
So when did you begin piano lessons?
From when I was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I studied with the famous, classical piano player from Romania. Her name was Marina Ionescu.
Mm-hmm.
She was studying in a conservatory in France, in Paris.
Oh.
She say, okay, just play what I say, and I was 6 years old boy, so I didn't really understand what she meant. I was looked straight through the window because was the football place was very near of our apartment, and I looked there how the children play football, but she pushed my fingers exactly on the tangents, you know. It was really, because I was not interested in 6 years old to do anything really music.
Right.
But she came about 1 year, and she was teach me to play a little bit classical. And when I was 7, she teach me to play some Ludwig van Beethoven piece. Mm-hmm. And the piece had 3 parts.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed me only 2. And she get sick, and I did the 3rd part by myself.
Oh.
Like improvise, something what is fit with the piece, what she showed me. And she was really amazed. When she came again to the lesson, she was hearing me say, "My God, it's your part?" I say, "Yes, it's my part." Incredibly, your instrument has to be piano, and you have to really train.
Wow. And when did you first hear jazz?
From the age of 8 years, I heard Oscar Peterson.
Is he the first pianist or
yes,
the first jazz
yes,
that you
yes,
ever heard?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
And I can tell you exactly the piece. It was I Remember Clifford. And when I heard the way he played, I said, "No, wait, this can't be true, this can't be true." I said to my friend, "Can you put me more times that I understand what he's doing?" Because I was only 8. And I couldn't believe touch, sound, many sounds on the piano, beauty, harmony, the complexity. He really, how I can say, is like sugar, you know. It's so sweet, everything he's doing. And the logic, the expression and mm-hmm. the logic, mm-hmm. he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
see. Yes. And it's much classic inside, mm-hmm. classical music, and that's why I like it, you know.
Yeah.
And then I start to like, you know, I say, ask, oh, he's my idol. Is it? But of course, I was listening to Chick Corea, to Herbie Hancock after when I were about 12 or 13
wow.
years.
Right.
And they really impressed me also.
Of course.
They're all great players.
Yeah. When did you first hear Art Tatum?
Oh, when I was 15. Mm-hmm. I was 15 years when I was listening to Art Tatum. And wow. I mean, he played Elegy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the piece called. Was really... I don't think anyone can do what Art Tatum did, really.
Right. That's true.
I think he's the king of piano solo.
Yeah.
Piano solo, he's the best.
Yeah. And when I listen to Art Tatum, even now, I mean, he's so modern. I mean, his harmonies are still very modern.
Exactly.
It's quite
amazing.
Yeah,
it's true.
He was so ahead of his time.
Exactly. I can say he is the father of pianists.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
He's the greatest.
No question. Well, I'd love to talk more about all these great piano players.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps we should have another musical selection. I was wondering if you might play Oscar's Cakewalk.
Yes, Cakewalk is a nice song.
Okay.
Of Oscar, yeah.
I know you live in Helsinki or close to Helsinki?
No, about 298 kilometers from Helsinki. So it's in the middle of Finland I live. A town called Jyväskylä.
Okay, I won't try and
it's
pronounce that.
It's a small town. It's like 100,000 people. I don't know.
And how is it, I mean, forgive my ignorance, but how do you work there? You must travel all the time to perform.
I'm doing well. I play with the famous clarinet player from Finland. And he plays swing music like Benny Goodman and those stuff.
And the two of you play duet together?
No. We have
a
quartet and sometimes we have a singer. Mm-hmm. So I camp singers and also he invites singers to play with.
Right.
Yeah. And they say,
do you play around the country or do you play around Scandinavia?
Around Scandinavia I play with him. And plus I play, of course, with the virtuoso guitarist from Sweden, Andreas Öberg. He's incredible.
Right. And you've recorded with him as well.
Yes, I did. Yes. It was a really great pleasure to play with such a great guitar player.
Yeah. And did you ever have the opportunity to meet or play with Niels Henning or Stig Petersen, the great Danish bass player?
Actually, I had the possibility, but Niels died.
Oh.
It's
unfortunate.
Yeah. I met him and asked him about how Oscar is, what kind of person he is. And he said he's great and nice person. And, of course, what can say about Oscar, of course.
Yes.
But Niels was one of the greatest bass players in this earth. I can say he was a fantastic bass player, but I didn't have the possibility to play with him now because he died, so I couldn't.
Yeah, it's a big loss to the jazz world.
Yeah, it's true.
Passed away much too soon.
That's the truth.
Well, I was very fortunate to have the experience of playing with Niels a few times.
Really,
over
really? Oh, my
in
God.
Denmark, and I recorded one album with him. It was after his good friend and fantastic pianist, Kenny Drew, passed away.
Oh, yes, I know.
And, of course, Kenny and he had played together for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so we did an album called Friends Forever.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
And it came out in, it was a Japanese label.
Okay.
But it was definitely one of the great experiences of my life to be able to play with him and get to know him a bit. And speaking of the passing of Niels,
yes.
Perhaps I'll play the next piece. I was going to play a solo, and maybe I'll play this in tribute to him. This is a beautiful Gordon Jenkins composition, probably his most well-known song that he wrote. This is called Goodbye.
Oh, great.
There's so many great tunes and great songs to play. How do you go about choosing your repertoire?
Well, you know, it's about the feeling. It's all about, is the question about the feeling, you know. Sometimes I feel to play in one day very modern. I choose a modern repertoire. You know, it's like music is about love.
Of course, yeah.
And you can't speak about love if you don't feel it. So sometimes I feel to play like, you know, Oscar tunes, and sometimes I say I just don't want to do that. It's the pin of the day, and, you know, it's I don't like never play the same.
Yes, of course.
That's the most important.
Tell me your harmony a little bit about maybe what has influenced you. Has classical music influenced you?
Yes, of course. I play a lot Scriabin, and of course I took from Evans a lot because he is the greatest jazz harmonist. He have the greatest harmonies in jazz. Evans, Bill Evans, was always my favorite. And of course the hugest, Sergei Rachmaninoff. Yes, he is the hugest. He is the best. He have a lot of chords, jants, doubles and octaves, and
yes,
he's the gent. He's the gent with his big hands, and sometimes he have the melody in the thumb, and sometimes he change in the fifth finger, and sometimes every finger has own weight where it's going. You know?
Can you demonstrate a little bit about what
like
you're speaking
example,
of?
Now the melody is on the thumb. Now it's everywhere. It's from him. Yeah.
It's all in there.
Yeah, it's from him. It's it just goes, and the modulations like it.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.